Ever since the General Assembly changed property tax laws, the Bartholomew County Council has known it will have progressively less money to work with. So council members are left with two options: cut costs, including services, benefits, and jobs, or find other ways to make money. Councilwoman Sue Paris says a team of consultants laid out for the county recently its options for collecting more cash.
They went through each of those items with us so that the council could be well informed about decisions we need to make.
Among the taxes likely to be discussed this summer are a local option income tax, an economic development tax, a capital cumulative fund, and various other user fees.
It's very complicated, there's no doubt about it.
Any new fees must come to a vote before an August 1st deadline in order for the county to start collecting money from them on January 1st. But would these new taxes together make up for lost property tax revenue?
I don't think we fully know the impact that's coming in 2010, 11, 12 with the circuit breakers and with the loss of revenue.
That's Councilwoman Phyllis Apple.
If we sit here and do nothing, then you can hit a blank wall. And I don't think anybody wants to see Bartholomew County do that. Other counties have gone through it, and it takes a long time to get out of it.
The issue has come to a head this summer as local governments in Bartholomew County consider their 2010 budgets and forecast the biggest deficits in recent memory. Paris says it's not just property taxes causing headaches.
We all know that our income in each of our counties is going down because of loss of jobs, some businesses leaving completely, in at least in Bartholomew County, we've had maybe one or two that are leaving. So we know that there will be losses. I don't know how dramatic that is, and the statistics won't come out until August.
So preparing for those numbers with new taxes is a guessing game. The prospect of new fees during a recession hasn't met with public approval. The council faced a backlash in May after an attempt to pass a wheel tax. The fee was quickly denounced at public meetings and withdrawn from the council's agenda. Apple says there's more support for an economic development income tax, or EDIT. An EDIT would tax each Bartholomew County citizen a quarter for every $100 they earn. Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong says EDIT money can be spent almost anywhere in the budget.
For example, they can't spend it on my huge salary. They're going to have to put it on economic development. And then, of course, economic development is pretty general. But at least you have to have something in writing that says, here's what you're going to do with the money, or you're not going to be able to spend it. I'm telling you, it's just about anything. Roads, you can use it for any capital projects and what you feel is economic development.
At a recent public meeting, the majority of the Bartholomew County residents who spoke offered support for an EDIT. 72 of Indiana's 92 counties already employ one as a revenue source. According to Armstrong, it's likely to pass. But the mayor says it isn't the only option.
I mean, they can consider LOIT, they could consider a CUME cap fund that would help them for the bridges, et cetera. Who knows? By the time they put this on their agenda, it's hard telling where they'll be.
Most of the new taxes being considered would share revenue between city and county governments. Columbus, by far the biggest municipality in the county, would receive the lion's share of the payments. Armstrong says new taxes are inevitable, and he goes to county meetings to deliver this message again and again. He says the county's been too conservative for too long on the topic.
It's time that we get into the 21st century, and we've never needed it because the economy was pretty good. The way we did business was great, but now, and times are tough and business isn't what it used to be, we have to work a little bit harder, and it takes those tools to work harder.
When the council votes on these tools, Apple predicts none will be met with unanimous approval. Some council members, she says, aren't sold on the idea of passing any new taxes, however grim the numbers. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.